This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even though we knew it was coming, it is still a little jarring, right, to know Omicron is here, as we learned today. And even though we knew it was coming, it's still been a little jarring to hear, as we did yesterday and today, to hear Jay Powell talking about the Fed easing off its support for this economy. So we decided that this would be an opportune time, given the current state of affairs, for Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to read the tea leaves for us and figure out what else might be coming.
So, a new, possibly more virulent COVID variant, Omicron, spreading worldwide, could it worsen already messed up supply chains and soaring inflation? I put the question to David Wilcox at the Peterson Institute for International Economics and Joe Bruzuelas at consulting firm RSM.
Well, there's more that we don't know than we do know.
Right now, there are not enough knowns and too many unknowns surrounding Omicron and the global and domestic economic outlook.
And there you have it. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace. Not really. I still have about a minute, so let's get into some what-ifs. If Omicron causes another serious wave of global infection, it could discourage consumer spending and job creation. Businesses would make and ship less stuff, use less energy, supply chain bottlenecks would ease, and inflation would slow. Much more likely, though, is the opposite effect.
Inflation is likely to go up because the supply chain is likely, again, to be adversely affected.
That's Joel Hyatt, CEO of Globality, a supply chain technology firm in Silicon Valley.
People have trouble getting to work through lockdowns and what have you, and labor gets scarcer, particularly for those jobs where being present at work matters. Supply goes down and has an upward pressure on pricing.
Pretty much the same chain of economic cause and effect we saw with the last big COVID wave from the Delta variant earlier this year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Mitchell Hartman liked to give me a heart attack with that fake ending. Should have seen my face, Mitchell. You should have seen my face.